This is the most testosterone we had in one room.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. When's the last time you guys saw each other spit some game?
I don't know if I should call somebody out right now. What
the? Let's get some tech.
Oh, that's the dot bottle.
To the Delta, Delta, Delta fraternity.
Yeah, I like that. The Alpha, Alpha, Alpha.
But what about at rave? You guys been to a decent amount of raves, right?
There was one girl who came up to me. We were like making eyes at each other for like maybe a good 20 minutes.
20 whole minutes?
Not like consecutively. We were staring at each other for 20 minutes, Jim.
That's some fire. Who has the most rizz?
Larry.
Larry.
Larry is the epitome of like that bay boy.
We've all seen it.
When we went to the bay together.
And then he saw...
I saw Sam being a pretty boy and just stand there.
We are joined here today with the newest Asian fraternity. So why don't you guys give a quick introduction, starting with Saint here.
All right. What's up, everyone? I'm Saint Yim. Yeah.
All right. We got Saint in the building. Yeah. Our first brother. Our second brother.
What's up, guys? I'm Devin Larscheid, your local rave brother. Goer, brother.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I should have known better. And then next up, we have Larry Gao.
I'm Larry Gao. If you guys have seen me on a previous episode, I'm back. Thanks for having me again, Jimmy.
Oh, absolutely. Your honorary brother in the...
Yeah, it's good to be back. Good to be back.
And then this is an exclusive Asian fraternity, so we also have... Gabe in the building.
Yes, sir. I made the quota. I'm half Asian. Half Chinese. Half Chinese.
Nice. Me too.
Diverse. Yeah? Oh, shit. Damn.
Diverse friend.
And last but not least.
I'm Anthony, also known as Chove.
Da Chove.
Like the vegetable?
It came from Chode.
Oh, okay.
Put some respect on it, man.
You got a big one, Asu? All right.
No, we stick to name. That's girth, but you know, almost like a clit anymore.
Yeah. You only need so much for the clit. You guys have any nicknames for yourselves?
Actually, Saint is the nickname. Yeah, Saint is the nickname.
Larry is my nickname.
Okay.
It's actually Larith Gaustin. That's his, that's his nickname.
Yeah. This is the most testosterone we had in one room.
Oh, absolutely. Ah!
Yeah. About to start.
Pop in real quick, y'all.
Feel some chest hair growing.
we're walking out with a whole full staff. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
When's the last time you guys saw each other spit some game?
Like once a week.
Once a week?
Yeah.
In person?
Well, okay.
In person.
I don't know if I should call somebody out right now.
Yo, what the fuck?
Call him out.
Keep that to myself.
Oh. You need a drink?
Yeah. He's gonna need one.
I'm gonna need a shot.
Yeah, get him some drink.
I already
man.
Know where this is going. You gonna talk about the bay right now?
No, we're gonna just talk about you in general.
Hey, don't think I don't have. Did you just say my real name, bro?
Saint.
Let's get some tequila for these men.
Are you?
Yeah, yeah, I'll drink with y'all.
Oh, that's the dot bottle.
Yeah.
That's the dot bottle. I'm there. I'm with it.
We need some Henny.
Oh hell no.
No.
Yo,
his ABB phase is
I'm
over.
Lean. What do you mean he has a fucking perm?
He got rid of the tattoos. So.
Nah, but the perm is still like very much ABB. The hold that the perm has on Asian boys this generation.
I'm only half, so it's only half of me.
Perm.
Oh, I see.
Half the room has fucking perms. Yeah, you gonna tell me that it's not an ABB recently. Thing?
Oh, you did too? Oh, let's go.
Hey, get him a gold chain. Get this man a gold chain. Get this man a gold chain.
Bring it out.
He's got it. Okay, he's got it. Oh!
Hey, whoa. One of my sisters recently got married, and this was their last gift to me before they... I make it sound like they died before they moved to Texas.
Right, okay, fair.
So I can't take this off. I don't ever take it off unless like I'm sparring or something.
To the Delta 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 fraternity.
Yeah, I like that.
The
like
Alpha
that.
Alpha Alpha fraternity.
Cheers.
Sigma Alpha fraternity.
I gotta say, I'm very appreciative that we all like the same alcohol. Yeah. It's very convenient.
I feel like it's more uncommon to find people who don't like tequila.
Wait, who has the most rizz?
I mean, it depends on how you define Riz. Everyone's got different Riz. Right.
Are you talking about like smoking Riz or like?
I'll tell you who the most aggressive is.
Okay, Devin.
No, Larry.
Larry.
What made you say that?
I think Larry kind of is the epitome of like that From what I've heard, that like Bay Boy.
You've never seen.
Oh, no, I've seen it.
Okay. We've all seen it.
Man. He saw it when we went to the Bay together.
And then he saw.
I saw Sam being a pretty boy and just stand there.
Okay, all right.
That's you.
You're the pretty boy.
Yeah, he just stands there.
Oh, hell no.
Come on, bro. Come on, dog.
No, okay, all right. Here's what happened, okay? So we're at the Bay, and then, hey, God bless Larry for... That was a great weekend. All right, hey, I appreciate that. That was a great fucking weekend. So what happened was, like, we're there at the table, and, like, Larry and Rebecca are both like, yo, go spit something. I was like, I don't fucking do that. I don't...
Where are we at? At a club? Arena SF? Like, what are we...
We're at YOLO.
We need enough context.
Yeah, okay, we're at YOLO.
And what did you know before coming in this?
Hey, we'll pull up a picture for you guys so you guys can see.
Okay. Yo, that ratio was pretty wild. Yeah, yeah, I got you. That was a great fucking time.
No. So this guy, he just came to visit us in the Bay. And then, so Larry set up this whole thing. Was just like, hey, you know what? We're just going to put Say on when he pulls through. So this man had zero clue where we were going. He just knew we were going out.
Okay, the ratio's already looking good.
You see it.
Right, so we got four dudes in the cut, and then the rest are just we have like 8 to 10 girls.
This dude's surprised.
So Larry set that up.
Larry surprised me for the weekend.
Larry didn't like had girls coming, and then like we ran into like girlfriends out there too. So it just like doubled when we got there.
I had to order more rounds because we just ran out.
Dude, these motherfuckers. Like, all right, so Larry's just trying to, like, surprise me, and, like, he definitely succeeded. These motherfuckers, you know how when they bring bottles out and there's the signs? Dude, these dudes put calling all ABGs for Saint on the sign. I had half of mine to pull my phone out, start recording it, and pretend, like, Larry or Chove was me so that it wouldn't look like I'm fucking Saint here. But,
Nah, you should have hit the selfie, bro.
Yeah!
Everyone knows this. Now,
did they
start
flocking?
Oh, they flocked.
Oh, they flocked.
They say, oh, who's Saint? And I said, right there.
What do you do after?
Yeah, that's him. I said, go get it.
That's the culprit.
I went into that weekend with the priority of like, hey, this is the first time I'm kicking it with like Larry in the Bay. Like, we've been talking about this for a while. It was supposed to be like a wholesome weekend of just like good time with like friends. Like, girls weren't really in the picture.
Yeah.
And that, but obviously there were girls in that picture.
No. It's always better when girls are in the picture, bro.
Sure. Yeah.
No, sure. Who knows?
So they started flocking. Now you had your select.
Okay, no. All right, so here's what we're talking about, right? So, like, Larry and Rebecca are like, yo, go spit some game. I'm like, that is not the priority for me right now. Like, I'm just happy to be here with my friends. That's not saying, also for me, I'm just, like, overstimulated because there's just a ton of chicks. I'm not going to, like, if I look over there and start scanning one by one, that looks sus as fuck.
Right.
So I'm just, like.
So subtly scan.
So I'm just going to.
Locked on.
Girls just like aren't the priority, so like I'm just gonna be there and like kick it and like have a good time with them.
Nah,
Mans knew the ratio was too insane. He was like, "Oh, this is gonna be too easy." He's like getting comfortable.
No, because I'm not. Look, I don't like hitting. You guys have okay. You guys can all vouch for me. Like, I actually don't like hitting on girls, especially at the club. Like, I really don't like doing that shit. Right. Like, I don't like going doing all that. But
you prefer them coming.
Yeah. He doesn't like to do the work.
It's not that. It's just like there's just not a priority for me. Like, I just want to have a good time with my friends.
You want to establish that you the prize.
That right. Low key like that too. Like, I don't want to chase.
Right.
I don't want to chase because right. And as a guy, you spend most of your life chasing, and then you finally realize like it's not it.
Right.
It's not it. Right. So like. If I'm at the club, like, don't – I, like, this is something that I think kind of, like, changes the game a little bit as a guy is, like, don't look for entertainment. Just be the entertainment.
Right.
And so, like, that – which we very much were. We were just having a good time. Yeah. And then Larry knows how the end of the night still night went, like, at the table. So it was, like, you know.
So did you have – at one point you had, like, a couple ones on you or
– Yeah. Hear this one out.
So you make out with one, and then make out with the other. Is
oh, that's damn near close. You almost there, Jimmy.
Say not even got a tongue.
Say you want me to tell her you.
It's not like you.
I kind of want Chove to tell.
All right. How about this? We'll hear Cho's version. If there's like any discrepancies, I will speak something.
Wait. I got a question. Black shirt chain.
Oh yeah.
Say. Hey. I'm talking to you guys. This week's podcast was sponsored by Blue Chew. This is a dating and sex podcast, so it's only natural we talk about You know what I'm saying? It happens to the best of us. It happens to all of us. Once you guys are about to, you know, take your pants off, you might have a hard time staying hard the entire time. Especially if this is like a new girl I'm seeing. We haven't built up that chemistry yet. It might pop a Blue Chew. Now, 2023 is the year you should maximize your performance in the bedroom. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredient as Viagra. Cialis. You could take them anytime during the day or night. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. It's all done online, so there's no awkward conversation. Doctor's office, hey doc, I can't get it up. BlueChew tablets are all made in America, paired and shipped to your doorstep in a little discreet packaging. And some of these girls, they want like 3-4 rounds. I only got 2, but maybe with Blue Chew, I'll give you a couple more. It's really no harm. It has helped me, but it definitely helped Gabe in his little orgy party. And you guys could actually try Blue Chew for free if you use the promo code DOWNBADSHOW at checkout and just pay the $5 for shipping. Go to BlueChew.com, use the promo code DOWNBADSHOW to receive your first month for free. That being said, just go to BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
No. We purposely did not wear black that night. We said, fuck that. He wore black.
I said, you're walking into like...
I wore a dress shirt, though.
Kevin Wentz.
I said, the way you be dressing, I was like, you can't do that there.
I'm a spitting fucking image of Kevin Wentz. So I was like, I can't.
Yeah. He really is. Really.
So this man, why is he doing chat with this chick and holding her hand? Somehow, he ends up making out with another chick while holding this chick's hand, bro.
Fire.
Somehow. That's holy
why,
shit.
That's why he in the frat.
Yeah. See,
that was his initiation.
So I was like, have your pick, Saint. I didn't even know why she was still holding his hand at that point. But I said, hey, shit, he did it. So I'm like, fuck. Props to that, man. That was a round of applause.
Dude, I remember, you know what's funny? Like, while that was happening, like, Larry was, like, crouching down. And he just looked up. And so we made eye contact. And we just started bursting out laughing.
He was so happy, bro.
He was on cloud 9. We went to the... Hey, Larry knows how to host. I'll 100% give you that. We went to the bathroom later that night in the club. And we both just... He's just like, that's what the fuck I'm talking about.
Holy shit.
Oh,
I think we even had to do like a little intermission. And we were just... And this man was like, bro. Holy shit, Larry.
Cause like by the end of it, like they're like both the girls had their leg on like each one of my legs, and one of them tried to like I think one of them was trying to
like jealous.
Not I think one of them was trying to kind of like claim it a little bit more. So she put you? Both her legs on and then like kind of pulled me in closer.
She said, "This is mine."
At that point, you gotta facilitate. Like, hey, listen, I'm shareable.
Okay, you guys can vouch. No. Again, like, and you were there for that. I flat out told them like. Like, I wasn't gonna go home. Like, priority was the homies. Like, I just wanna be here. I'm going home with Rebecca and Larry. Like, I just wanna be with my homies.
Is there extra room in the homies' crib?
No. That was not, we were not doing that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Fair, you were more than welcome to.
No, I know. No, hey, you were there. She asked. And then I was just like, I just looked at her. I was like, I'm going home with Larry and Rebecca. And like, it, you know, my friends are
priority. Yeah, for sure.
Nothing, no shame on the girls. It was just, right. Priority is my friend. Yeah. So
you a better man than me, I'd say.
Yeah. I would have went to all their homes. I would have hit a world tour.
Mance gets back home at 7 a.m.
It was just like a more PG rated version of like what I went down at like EDC and shit.
What went down at EDC?
We're not gonna talk about that here. We're not just saying
glitter all over Saint's face.
Another like
man, something two in one on story. The face?
Yeah. It wasn't there before though.
Right. No.
How did it get there?
Just another two in one story. Like similar.
two in one. You love these package deals, huh? You get them at a discount, huh?
It just fucking happens. I swear to God, I don't go. It just happens. It's just like
right. But usually, like that's the ratio. That's why fraternities. That's why we do these ratios, right? Because it works in our favor.
It does. It does.
Yeah.
Saint got that unspoken Riz.
You got that unspoken Riz.
Okay, so yeah, I mean, like the whole point of that was that like Larry's got that Bay Boy Riz where he's like they go for it, and for me
the Bay. Okay,
Bay Boy.
Let's break this down a little bit. So like Bay stands for San Francisco, I believe. Yeah. right?
And for our international audience.
Yeah. San Francisco, San Jose.
San Francisco, California. It's Northern California. So what's the Riz that
So from my understanding, and I've seen it firsthand, is the guys from the Bay, they tend to be a lot more they go for it.
Okay.
Whereas, you know, in LA, it's a lot of...
Excuse me.
Hey, can I buy you a drink?
Yeah, or no, it's like they I guess some girls think that like LA guys just sit there and look pretty, you know. But like they don't actually act on it. It's not totally right. No, but for me, it's not like, okay, for the rec, it's not like I'm scared to talk to girls or anything like that. It's just like, I just don't want to chase like after, especially at the fucking club.
So Larry, how would you go about, you know, aggressively?
Well, Say can tell you, he saw it.
Okay. Oh yeah. All right. So as soon as we walk in, there's these two chicks that are just staring at us like hard. And we're kind of talking about it, and then we're like, they're both acknowledging, like, yo, they're both looking over, like, they're constantly looking over. And he's like, you want me to go get him? I was like, honestly, I don't really care. He's like, all right, bet. He just fucking bounced, like, no hesitation, just bounces, goes over there. 5 seconds later, they're at the table. I was like, yo, what the fuck just happened?
Fire. Yeah. I was just like, hey, I got a table. Well, here.
No, they did, but they also spoke Chinese. So I introduced myself to them, and then they had an accent. I'm like, oh.
你们是哪里人?
Huh?
你们是?
Yeah. So
okay.
I started speaking Chinese. I mean, I started speaking English to them at first, and then I noticed they had an accent. So then I was like, and 你们会说中文吗? Then they were like, she from Taiwan.
For all the guys out there, learn another language. Learn another language.
And after that, it was just.
Yeah, you already know they're caught off guard.
Yeah.
They were shy, though. They barely talked.
Well, I think that was the language barrier, though.
The foreigners, yeah. They'd be a little...
Yeah, because I went up to them, and I was, like, talking to them, and I was like, oh, hey, like, what's your name? Do you want a shot? And she just smiled, and I was like, oh, thank you. I was like, all right, yeah, that's not going to work.
Yeah, that's chopped right there.
Yeah, I was like, all right. Cool.
But what about at raves? You guys been to a decent amount of raves, right? Like, What's the who are you still the same guy? Like, hey, how's it going? Now this rave environments are a little bit more chaotic, right? There's more stimuli going on. People are wearing a little bit less clothing, right?
Terrible. Terrible.
Right. Preferably they be in turtlenecks for yourself, Saint. But
so much sin.
Yeah, it's
Saint is a saint.
Isn't it? I love when it's winter and they just have so much jackets on.
Yeah.
You know,
because I'm at a rave.
Go to church, guys. Come on.
Yeah. Whenever hard summer comes, EDC comes around, I'm like, yeah, no, definitely not. Yeah,
we're hitting church hard the next day.
I'm hitting church. That I'm having Bible study. But we could all agree, like on the real, we're some degenerates.
Around. Yeah. I mean, well. Yeah. And you know, respectfully.
Easy, respectfully, bro.
So, but you guys all go in as a squad, right? Big squad.
I bounce around a lot.
Now, how's the scoping work? Do you guys squad out with somebody?
I can honestly say none of us go looking for girls.
Yeah, that's not.
What is the most natural way for it to happen, though?
I stand by what I said. Be the entertainment. Like, have fun by yourself. Like, don't fucking stand, like, just have fun by yourself. Like, that's why I love, like, our crew. Like, we're just having fun. And, like, other shit might happen, but, like, that is never the priority. That's never what someone's looking for. Like, we are all just having a good
time. The thing is, the girls, when they notice, like if you're having fun, like, they'll make it easily accessible.
Yeah.
Turn it up, and then all of a sudden,
you just turn around, you're like, yo, what the fuck?
Yeah, and it's just a badass chick. I'm like, oh, shit, how'd you get here? And then you can kind of test it out. You can move on a little somewhere else, and then start, you know, turning up, do your thing, and then somehow at the end of front, I was like, all right, this dude.
They might start off behind you, and then they make their way.
Yeah.
Or just in your general area, I feel like.
Yeah, like, all of a sudden, like, boom, and she's still there. I'm like, oh. Well, fuck.
Are you the one to pull them in? Like,
I'm not really pulling. It's just, we just, like what he said, we just
do our thing, and then, like, the rest just happens. Like, that's why we're saying, like, the whole Riz thing is, like, we honestly, every time we go to the club or anything, like, it's never about the girls.
But I will say this, though, like, right? Let's just say that there's one girl that's, like, super fucking bad, right? And she's not really the type to come over, but all of you guys are still kind of checking her out. What happened?
Oh, one of us is firing. One of us is firing.
Yeah.
I don't think we've ever even had a girl like that, though. Once. True? Not once.
Hard summer? Remember?
Hard. Oh. Wait.
Hard summer?
Do you remember when? Oh, yeah, I don't think you remember. We're at a Sub Focus.
And?
Someone in front of us.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You didn't.
I just.
I was.
She asked.
I was in a relationship
she asked
at
me,
that time.
Yeah,
you know?
true. Yeah,
she asked you.
Like, no, she asked me for a gum. This is like gum or a vapor.
Hey, that's shooting their shot.
Yeah. So.
Well, I don't know if that was her shooting her shot.
Yeah,
I think
probably
that was
not.
A genuine question.
Probably.
Like her breath genuinely
shooting
kicked.
Shooting her shot.
But afterwards, we saw like a guy next to her. And
yeah.
We assumed that was the boyfriend.
But like, that's all the interaction you need sometimes to. You like that interaction alone tells you so much.
Just be a good vibe.
Yeah. So I will say I have a couple of stories actually from EDC 2021 when it went in October. So I actually had there were that weekend. Oh, that was your first rave too. Yeah. Fun times. So there were two girls that weekend that actually came up to me over the course of the weekend. Like they came up to me.
Uh-huh.
And on the first night it was, I think a lot of it also was just because like of my reputation, like in the rave scene. So like a lot of people just
recognize
you. A lot of people recognize me. So it makes it a little bit easier for me to like, you know, talk to people. But there was one girl who came up to me. And we were like making eyes at each other for like maybe a good 20 minutes. And so that
20 whole minutes?
Yeah. Well, not like consecutively. We
whole
were
rave.
Staring at each other for 20 minutes, Jim. It was kind of just.
That's so fire.
The rest of us are just. She's behind me. I'm like. Fucking like that.
Yeah.
Yo.
Just like.
Oh shit, that's intense. That would be intense. That would be fucking intense, bro.
So after a while, it was funny because the people in her group had come up to us. I think I was with Nand at that time, and they like knew who we were because of like our content. And then the girl who was with them came up to me right before they left and was just like, "Hey, by the way, I think you're really handsome." Yeah,
handsome.
And I was just like, "Yeah," and I was just like,
"Yo, Devin is handsome."
Those compliments are hard to come by, bro. Especially from a new
as a guy, I think compliments work.
Thanks, man. And then I just said like, "Oh, I think you're really pretty." And then they left to go do their thing. And then that was pretty much it. I wasn't trying to like bring it anywhere. I was just
that's it.
Yeah, we were well.
One that got away.
We had our own.
That's happened, remember?
It was
at the
super
anime convention
early in the night. It was we had our own agenda of like things that we had to do that day. Yeah. So it's kind of like along the lines of what Saint said.
I hate when that happens. But look at that. You're recalling that story because it, you know what I'm saying?
Well, it stood out to me, but you know what though? It was like it was still fulfilling enough because it was like it's sometimes like you don't need to like you don't always need to close like that. I feel like sometimes it's like that's just all you need and that will like keep you going for the rest of the night. If you happen to run into her again, then you happen to run into her again. But I'm not trying to.
What if you don't ever run into her again and she just lives rent-free in your head and then you bring her up on podcast as the one that got
me. Hey, Jimmy, you know what's funny is I actually told this story on our podcast and she commented on the the video.
Yeah. Okay, so it does come
so
around.
So we follow each other on TikTok now.
Now it's time for you to be like, when are you trying to hop on this podcast then?
Right, because now she's...
All right, okay, wait, but let me tell you. And then I'll tell you the case of the other one, because the second day I also had someone come up to me. I was literally just with Nan. We were waiting for our friends. Except this girl was a little more... creepy, weird, a little more weird about it. And she wasn't like bad looking either. She was cute too. But like it was one of those things where like Nan and I were just vibing. We're just waiting for our friends. And then I looked around to see if our friends were coming. And this girl, I just catch her like looking at me already, right? So I like kind of like look and we make eye contact. I like acknowledge that she's there. And I like turn back around, right? And then I turn back around like 2 minutes later and she's right behind me.
Oh.
Yeah. And she goes,
"It's a horror film?" Oh god damn.
And she goes
bitch is teleport
Luigi's Mansion.
Everyone's vibing, so it's really funny. Like if you picture this in your head, everyone's kind of just like doing this. So she's just like back here doing this and she's like, "Hey." I'm just like, "Hey, what's up?" And she's just like, "You're cute." And I'm like, "Thanks." And she's just like, "Yeah,
no, no, Rich."
She's just like, "Do you want to dance? And I think at this point, I was kind of just like a little.
She risen you up.
I was taken a little off guard by the fact that she teleported behind me.
Right.
Oh, shit. Exactly. And I was just like, no, I'm okay. Like, I'm actually, like, I had kind of like already started seeing someone that weekend anyway, like at EDC 2. I think that was another reason I didn't go for the first one as well.
I see. So you already had a companion.
I already had someone that I was like, yeah.
It's a loyal man right there.
Yeah, yeah. That is, at least for the weekend, you know what I'm saying? I got to respect.
If she comment on the podcast, then, you know.
Then it's serious.
Planting the seeds for the future.
Yeah, that's why he's telling this story.
You're thinking long term. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, so that interaction happened, and then she just kind of was like, okay, and then she walked away. And then, yeah, other than that, there was like another girl that I like said, all I said was that, like, oh, you're pretty. And then we ended up like dancing a little bit. That was a little later that same night, I think. Uh-huh. But like, honestly, I feel like the most part, like at raves, to be honest, I'm trying to think of who said it was a red flag anyway to like go home with someone at a rave. But I definitely heard that it's like, you don't want to go home with someone you just met.
With a stranger.
At a rave. I feel like it was you.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
I want to say I've heard you say that before.
I'll say this because it's not. I would rather go in there with somebody.
Yeah, exactly. You should. Yeah.
There's already that comfortability when it's like a new girl. It's like just logistically, it doesn't make sense. She's with her group. I'm with my group. She's not.
Getting there was a pain in the fuck
ass. And that's a big misconception when you go to these events and stuff and you're trying to pick up girls. It's like, it doesn't really work like that.
Yeah, don't go to pick up girls.
Yeah, you shouldn't go to pick up girls. You should go to have fun. And then if that just happens, like if everything lines up, then great. Yeah. But
I think raves, you could have like momentary
girlfriends per set.
Girlfriend momentarily. Yeah.
Girlfriends per set.
Dude, it's that E-love, bro.
Yeah.
It's scary. Yeah.
Pre-workout love?
Pre-workout love. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's that? Pre-workout love.
Pre-workout love.
Nootropic love.
Nootropic love.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah. We're substituting the word pre-workout
for gamer subs.
Alright. What?
we might as well just say
yeah. Fuck it, eh?
No. Yeah, we'll just bleep the word out. But yeah, it's like, but e-love is beautiful sometimes.
Right? It's beautiful in the moment.
Yeah, you think it's real. You really do think it's.
And then it wears off, and you're like, oh shit, what did I do?
No, I still be in love afterwards. Jimmy knows.
I do know that. Yeah.
I can't tell you how many videos I've made making fun of the day after when you text them and they just don't respond.
No. I think no. Gabe had a different story, right?
That's tough.
Now for me, at least the only love I had or pre-workout love I had was like when it was like house rolling. Yeah.
That I'd say that's different.
It's a little bit more intimate.
Huh?
A little bit more intimate.
I prefer that actually, like that way over. Yeah.
That one slapped.
That one slapped. Like she slapped you or
how hard? You still friends?
She wasn't making me blush. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, the Riz Master.
Oh yeah, Gabe is definitely.
No, this is the Riz Conclave we got right here. This is the Riz Lave.
Yeah, this is the
Jimmy the Grandmaster of Riz.
No, not at all.
I feel like though, man. I feel like I've seen your content. You don't, cause like you don't
it's
give
all,
a fuck.
It's all fake, bro. I'm actually not like that in real life.
I seen you in real life, bro. What do you mean?
You're like, fuck, what?
like, that's the thing with, like, I think Gabe and I talked, the day that you and I were, I joined you guys when you were going around, like, gyms to do interviews.
Oh.
I talked to Gabe about that. I was like, something I admire about Jimmy is he doesn't give a, he'll talk to anybody.
Yeah.
He'll talk to anybody. He doesn't care, like, whether or not they feel uncomfortable, like, or.
I don't think that's a good thing.
No awareness.
It's not that he's not aware.
At funerals, I'm just risen up.
Like, so, how you know the guy? who do you know here? The person that's dead?
Who died again?
Oh.
No, but, like, not in, like, a bad way. He's just, like, regardless of, like, how that person, he will go talk to them. And I was like, that's, like.
Balls of steel.
Yeah, that's ballsy. That's ballsy. For sure.
No, I mean, I feel like everybody's just human at the end of the day. It's all about like an energy reciprocation, right? Yeah. It's give and take, no matter how big of a status. Because, you know, I've met, you know, pretty A-list people and I've had like good interactions with them. Mm-hmm. And I realize it's just all a matter of also timing too. Sometimes like at certain times, people might are not receptive to, like, say, you know, you see fucking, I don't know, who's a celebrity you admire, like,
who's your celebrity crush?
I don't know. Let's say you see like a Lenium, right?
That's his crush.
Jimmy knows, man. Jimmy knows.
Let's say you see a Lenium.
Hey, who the fuck listens to like simp feelsy EDM, bro? That's right. Stupid as fuck.
Yeah. Real stupid. Yeah.
Fuck that shit. Oh my god.
Oh man. Old you is turning in their grave right now.
But have you heard Elenium's new song? Oh, yeah. No, I do love Elenium, like, for sure.
Yeah, let's say you see him grabbing lunch and it's at one of those like outside tables, right? You see him, you want to like say hi, but that's not the right time, right?
Yeah.
Like obviously talking to him there would be like uncomfortable. He's eating.
Sometimes you got to bite the bullet and be like, "Hey, it's not the time and place. Let's just give him respect."
Yeah, you'll meet him another time.
Exactly.
He might not, but like they are also like a human being, cuz like I think there are definitely times where it's just time and place. Like you don't have to, there's still people, you know. Yeah.
So. And if you guys are like doing things in your own lives, eventually, you know, you guys might cross paths again. That's how I view like stuff like that. But
I had a moment like that with Steve Aoki. I saw him on the street. This is when I was working my old 9-to-5 job before I was doing content full time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of those times where he just looked pissed off. Like, I don't know what he was doing. And at first I was going to go say hi. I was with one of my friends.
Yeah.
I was just like, nah, it's like, let me just right. wait.
I'll just take a selfie from over here.
Yeah, no, it's just,
and then the last thing, dude, hey Steve,
he was in like a pink like onesie, like unicorn, like I don't even know what it's called, but like it it's just so funny because he's in this super bright neon like get, and he's just pissed. He's just fucking pissed, and I'm just like, I'm just gonna walk that way. Yeah.
Have the rest of you guys had any celebrity interactions?
I was with my boy Maz, and we saw.
Janae Aiko.
I think I think she walked into like a lingerie store.
Oh.
Yeah.
You just follow her?
See what she buying?
Hey, I don't know, but
I'm clocking in.
And then but other than that, I think other celebrities. We met J.R. Smith in Vegas when I was still playing high school basketball. But yeah.
I will say I probably when I was a kid. I did not totally respect that boundary of like.
Oh really? You fanboy?
Not fanboy. I just asked for a photo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was Jessica. Dude, it was no. It was, we were flying back from Cabo. It was Jessica Alba, and we were
Jessica Alba.
Yeah. Dude, it's like, so I did not respect this. We were just like waiting.
I was about to say, no way you just like, hey, can I get a photo? He's like, oh shit!
It's Jessica Alba.
I feel it, dude.
No, because I was with my family and like we're in the customs line, like, and that shit snakes. We're there for a minute, and so like I'm just like pointing at her, but I'm like kind of like tugging at my sisters. I'm just like, yo, I think that's Jessica. She had like no makeup on, still looked fucking beautiful. And then like at the third time that we passed each other, like you know how the line snakes, I was like, I'm getting a fucking photo. Like fuck it. So I was just like, Ash, I was like, I'm so sorry to bother you. Like, can I get a photo? And she said, yeah. And then like her husband took it. And I'm like, fuck this guy.
But like, how old were you?
Huh? I think I was like 14 or 15. Yeah, I was young.
You wasn't doing anything with that.
No, yeah.
That's pretty impressive, though. Like, I feel like seeing a celebrity at that age, I'd be so scared to like ask them. Like,
yeah. Who you have a celebrity crush?
Yeah, I mean a couple. Yeah.
Dude or a girl? No, okay, yo, valid question. We all got, like, yo, there's celebrity dudes we'd all want to meet.
I think my favorite would probably be, I'm a pretty big Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson, I think she, like, 30, like, 9 now. Like, she on the decline. Yeah, anybody, like.
Damn, Jimmy.
she'll take any pick.
Keep it in a buck.
No. She's still bad. I'm kidding. Okay.
I think Jennifer Aniston's, like.
Oh, Jennifer Aniston. Yeah. No, there are certain MILFs, like childhood crushes turned MILFs, that are beautiful. Yeah, Jennifer Aniston is one of them. I was talking to Gabe about this, remember?
Yeah.
At Vegas, I was literally like, yo, bro.
You left him hanging.
Oh, shit. No, hold on.
right when I put it up, he just, yo. I was like, oh, shit. Camera caught that. They caught that.
But yeah, nah, she was, especially during Friends.
Dude, and have you seen the rest of them age too? Like, she kept her shit together.
Yeah. Like, whenever she wore, like, these white tank tops, bro, that's just, it's my weakness, bro. You know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about, yeah.
It kind of comes out, protrudes a little bit.
Dude, you don't got to say it.
Oh, man, bro.
Oh, no, he has to go into detail.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm a creep. My bad. I really be a creep. I don't know how they... I don't know how they allow that on national television,
I got
bro.
What he was saying when he was like the white crop top, and then he goes into it. I'm like, oh,
bro, I'm 13 looking at this. I'm like, God damn, bro.
And that one scene where she was running.
No, it's not even just one scene. It was a recurring fit, bro. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Damn, okay.
You don't need to apologize here, Jimmy. This is an open space.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, Jimmy, what are you saying if you see her online?
Like on a Starbucks line?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Right now, you going to try to riz it up?
Yeah, I'm spinning some game. I have to.
You must. You're that crop top? Just go.
Huh?
That white crop top?
No, bro. I'm not referencing immediately, bro. That's creepy.
Immediately?
I'm going to ask. Look.
You're not referencing immediately?
Second.
Immediately.
Oh, immediately.
I'm going to ask respectfully what's her order, right? And then I'm going to say, you look like a... ice vanilla brown sugar type of girl.
That's good game right there. That's hey, good. That's good game that's right good. There. Yo, that's honestly good game right there.
Right? And then she's like, wait, no, I'm not. And then that's where... Like,
yeah. I see you. Yeah. I see you, Jimmy.
Jimmy, like, can you sign my white tank top? Please.
Larry's like, I know
it's
that one.
It's cut the same exact way.
Yeah.
I took this from your set.
I actually spent $10,000 buying your original white crab top. Oh,
still
man.
Smells like you from that one episode.
Oh man, no. But have you guys ever like came off creepy to a girl?
I don't think we would know.
Or like maybe have you guys caught each other and like, damn, that was some creepy shit you did. Come on, Larry, you gotta.
No, it's just the way you said it. I genuinely don't think there's been a.
I don't think anyone has, but I'm trying to imagine like, yo, have we?
Not now. I feel like now it's like I feel like
yeah. If we knew each other maybe in high school, then that
okay.
Would, like in college,
I feel like that would, then would be like damn, it's yeah. kind of creepy, bro.
Yeah.
In college, I definitely had like a moment where I was like really drunk. It's like I liked this girl and I think I was like following her around or something. And literally, like the fraternity brothers told me after, they're like, by the way, you were like following this girl around. Just make sure you're careful with that. And I was like, fuck. So ever since then, I was like, mm-mm. I'm like, now I'm like super, super aware. That was like a long time ago. But.
Right, fair.
I don't think I ever came off creepy because I'll be honest, I didn't have the balls to talk to girls when I was younger. It's way too fucking shy.
When did you lose your virginity?
18.
18? Yeah. What about you? Well, everybody.
I was also my first kiss. I was 18.
Okay.
16.
16?
I was also 18. Yeah.
21. Ah, 21, brother.
I bet you pull the most right now, right?
No. Chove's face.
Chove is like the epitome of BD entertainment. Uh-huh. Yeah, Chove gives zero thirst vibes. He just goes out there and just is the fucking energy of like he just gives off good energy.
Right. So I'm starting to see there's kind of like a archetype of Riz from each person, right?
Oh boy.
Right, like Larry's the aggressive. You're the like the clown.
I'm the aggressive. Yo, what?
Definitely son? Not aggressive.
Give me them digits.
What else?
He just squats her.
Yeah.
Give me that shit.
By the ankles.
Tove, you like the entertainer. You like the clown.
So.
Right. Devin, I feel like you're a little bit more chill. Like. You're like the classic man, like, hey, you're very pretty.
That's funny. I feel like that's sane, actually.
I feel like I don't really have game.
Okay.
I feel like my game is not playing the game, if that makes sense. Yeah. No, like, as in, like, I just don't play the game. Like, my game is not playing
it's
the
just
game.
Not, it's just not playing
I'm just, like, if I'm, like, having an interaction with you, it's like, I try to keep it genuine or authentic. Yeah, I'm not, like.
But when do things escalate?
When they escalate, dude.
Gotta be more specific than that. Boo!
L response.
Give a little cuss on the shoulder. You like that? And then she goes, okay, now he moves.
Dude, to me, I'm never, like, aware of if I'm spinning game or not. I just, like, feel things out. And if, like, things go forward, they go forward. But I'm never, like...
I feel like you get into, like, a mode, for sure. Where really? You're just, like... Yeah, you get... you. It's like a playful seriousness. And it's...
I know. I have been told I'm very playful.
Like, no, but it's weird because it's, like, you're also serious at the same time. But, like, when you're with us, you're just, like, you just fuck around all the time, right? Yeah, but, like, yeah, when you're with that, like, because I've seen you.
I know
you're I've seen you talk, yeah. And so.
It is, like, a playful seriousness. It's just, it's, like, because I like to keep the mood, like, light. But you also, like, I don't, like, you kind of, you can kind of sense, like, whether or not I'm actually, like, being playful to be playful or being playful to because I'm, like, attracted to you.
I have a question. How many dates would you go on before you call it quits?
Dude, you're asking the wrong guy. I would say out of everyone here, I probably have the least dating experience.
Ah. Yeah. So what kind of experience do you have?
Like, I don't...
You do fucking experiences.
Don't date?
Yo.
Don't date?
Need a brochure.
I'll answer your question. It just takes, it just takes one.
Oh.
It takes one girl to break?
No, he's saying it takes
one date. Like, for me to like... know whether or not I'm gonna continue entertaining that.
Okay, so what has to unfold on that date for you to keep entertaining?
Don't show red flags.
Yeah, I mean, I would assume the first day you're just getting to know each other a little bit more on a deeper level.
Right.
I know. I feel like we're all pretty picky here. I mean, you guys all agree with me when
we all have we have like pretty high standards when it comes to dating.
So what? Okay, say, is it a green flag or red flag if she's not fucking you on the first date?
That's a green flag.
No, that's a green flag. That's a green flag. Great.
That's for sure.
We all prefer that.
You guys prefer?
Yeah.
That's a wife.
Yo, real.
That's a wife.
It could be. It could be. Yeah.
Okay, but what if she doesn't even want to make out with you?
I still say that's a green flag.
That's a green flag.
Because she doesn't give herself too easily. You know.
Yeah. I don't think it's. I don't think it's either. I think it's just like it's not a red flag. Yeah. But. I respect it, you know. But okay. Also, like, if a girl is making out with me on the first date, that's fine too. Like, I'm not, you know. You're not
fourth date, she's still not making out.
Oh, then. And I'm just like, I don't even think you're interested. Yeah.
No. Let's say she's still in. She like.
I'm saving myself for marriage.
Let's just say that. Let's just say that she's right here.
So she's teasing you.
She's teasing the fuck out.
Yeah.
All right. Are you still pursuing that?
Depends on how, like, what she's like outside of that.
Yeah. Right.
Now she's childish.
I'm sure we're all on the same page. When you really like a girl, sex is not the first thing on your mind. Yeah. You cheese over like the thought of just like holding hands and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you really like a girl, you're not thinking about like, oh, like I just want to get it. And like, that is not the priority. Yeah.
Now, has a girl that you smash on the first date end up to being somebody that, you know, you've been romantic with?
I would say historically, no.
Ah. So we found a common denominator.
I'd say no also.
Red flag by default.
Yeah. But you usually know, at least in my experience, you usually know after that first date. It's like, okay, like, I know, is this someone I would want to date long term? Is this someone I just want to have fun with now? Or is this person just not even?
You kind of know, I think, like, we all know kind of, like, you know fairly soon what category they go into, you know? Like, it is what it is. And I'm sure girls, like, low-key feel the same. Like they kind of know.
Fair.
How about you, Jimmy?
Yeah, well, yo, yeah. What about you?
What about me?
What
about me?
Yeah, what about you? Green flag or red flag?
How many dates? Yeah.
Oh, I've done like 3-4 dates and I haven't even gotten a makeout. Yeah.
What do you think about that?
What do I think about that? Yeah, I was frustrated, right? I was. No.
Did that make you want to pursue them more just because they didn't, or was you genuinely interested?
I was interested, but at that point, I'm like. Like, I'm starting to have like 1 foot out the door now. Like by the third date, I'm like, I'm coming on to you heavy, and you just whoop
dodging. Yeah, that's pretty annoying. I would say.
Right, and then I think, you know, it took a while for her to come around, but what? But you know, I think the ideal scenario is that it's like a second date clap would be fire.
Damn, on the second date?
Have you not had a second date clap?
No, I've had. Oh. And I would say that's the most ideal, right? It's the first date, you know, there's some chemistry, right? And then, like, she's like, no, I'm not going to do this right now. But she's on the flip side, she's also not the type to like, withhold it for so long and not let her, like actual sexual desires, you know, not explore that freely, right? Because I think somebody that's, like, actively, like, withholding that desire is, like, I don't know if you're being honest with yourself.
I know some girls will wait, like, 3 months.
Yeah. See, that's just not...
Because they just want to make sure that, like, the guy, it wants them in a serious...
Yeah, I've heard of a bunch of different rules. I've heard of the 3-date rule.
But I also like really horny girls. So it's like... So it's like I like girls who just
yeah.
So the fact that you could even withhold the fact that
I like working for my I like work.
Yeah, I hate it when a girl was horny, bro. Fuck that. Like, who's saying that right now?
Did you pray enough today?
but the fact that she's willing to withhold 3 months, you clearly not that horny.
No, but she's also just making sure that you're not using her.
Yeah, sure.
Because if you're serious, it's making sure that you're serious about them. Because if you are serious, you will, like, if you're that serious, you'll wait 3 months and then, like.
Now, that means you just not that much of a vibe that she won't go against her morals.
Yeah. I was about to say. Or it could just mean that she just likes your attention, but she doesn't want to do anything else with
Jimmy,
you.
Girls can also pleasure themselves, too, you know? So, like.
I know some girls that have, like, dead ass, like they're not talking to anybody else. They want this guy to be serious about them, but they make them wait to make sure because, like, they are down for the long haul, you know?
Are they still together?
Three of them, yeah.
So it's
dude, there's no blanket statement for shit like this. Yeah. There's never a blanket statement for this.
Now, I have a pretty controversial question, right? So there's been, you know, TikToks going around of these, like, street interview guys, right? Asking, oh, what's your, asking guys, like, oh, do you care if she has a high body count?
Uh-huh. Continue.
Is that something that you guys have a preference on?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, Larry, I know you have a lot to say about this.
I think everybody should say that the highest they'll go at the same time.
I'll say my piece after. I know Larry
has to be zero.
Version
zero. Not zero.
Oh, she must be sacrificed.
I think we can collectively agree that. The lower, the better.
The lower, the better.
The lower, the better.
Okay, and here's why. For girls, I feel like, I've had this conversation with actually numerous girls too.
Okay.
I feel like the reason it is more socially acceptable for guys to have a higher body count, and it's okay, versus girls have a higher body count, is I think generally speaking, obviously there are, like, anomaly cases. It is easier for a girl to get sex from a guy than it is for a guy to get sex from a girl. If a girl wants it and they approach the guy for it, generally, like, just in terms of probability, it's more likely that they will get it versus if a guy goes to a girl for it. She's exercising her advantage, right? But with a guy, when a guy has a higher body count, generally speaking, it's looked to as, like, oh, that guy is, like, working hard to, like, get all of that, because if it's harder for a guy to get sex from a girl, then it would make sense for that to be, for a higher body count to be, like, more impressive, you know?
Yeah.
That's my viewpoint on it.
I agree. I think it's because, like, girls have the options, but if they have the ability to only not take all the options and only, like, narrow it down, that's, like, their progress as a girl. Versus the guy, they have no options.
Yeah.
And then to get an option, that shows their experience.
They work for it.
Yeah. So, like, they're both working for it. So a girl isn't working for it, in my opinion, if they have a super high body count, unless it's actual work. So if they're working to find the right guys out of the pool, then, you know, they're chilling.
Unless you're, like, a fucking 6'5", you know.
Especially if you're, like, a really pretty girl. Like, think about, like, the access of men that you, like, you have. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have millionaires DMing you, like, football players, like, the most successful people, if you're just born, like, pretty.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If you're born as, like, an attractive man, you still won't have, like...
You still gotta make yourself valuable.
Yeah. You'll be better off, but like even still, you'll have to work for it.
How about this? What if there's a girl, right? She got 100 bodies, but it's 100 high value men.
Nah, dude.
Why? That's
okay. Because here's the thing.
What if she's
also, you know, the equivalent? Like she has her own shit going for. Oh, you said. here's what. Okay, because like. here's what I want to know, right? Why did 100 high value men give her up?
Give her up?
Yeah. Why could she not? If she was high, like, why couldn't?
No, she's the one that chose to leave those men.
Why?
Because maybe she's one of those high value girl bosses that think like a guy. Like, I'm gonna just get my dick and kick him out.
Now, do you think it's because the stories that come with being with a girl like that? And when I say stories, right? Maybe she's like. You know how girls sometimes when they're bored, they'll talk about like whatever the fuck, right? And I was like, oh man, that reminds me of that one time where I got nerd on the forehead by like
a... That's just sick, bro.
Go to church.
What guy wants to hear that?
Especially if they're dude, I'm gonna be real. Like if a girl is to me, I'm gonna take.
Has a girl ever explicitly told you about her previous partners before?
No. Nah.
Never say yes, but as a girl, homie.
Yeah, wait. What are you? Wait.
Like, are you talking about like a significant other? Like not my like girlfriend or anything like that. But like a girl, homie, has like told some stories and like.
No. Like maybe a friend's with benefit. Like just a girl that you're intimate with, right?
No, not once.
What if she started telling a story? What would you say?
I feel like it has happened.
Well, I mean, if they're just like saying like what they've done before, like if we're just in an open space and they're like, oh yeah, I've had a threesome before, that's fine. Yeah. But like, I don't need to hear like
details.
I don't need to hear like details about like.
It was this long, curved this way, hit this deep.
I don't need to know that you got like DP'd by.
Yeah, he like pushed my lower stomach down and I don't need to know.
Now, but what if the story has like a fire ass hook? Like she got you.
She wrote a novel, bro.
Are we trying to date the girl?
You don't want to date a good storyteller?
No, if it's just a girl that we're
cuck alert.
Girl that you're just hooking up with though, it's like I don't need to.
Like,
know
why do
we
I want to know?
We just hooked up right now. Like why are you?
Like I'm pretty dude. Most girls don't want to know about like all the shit we've done like previously too.
Oh no! Do you think it's a red flag if a girl wants to know?
I don't think it's a red flag. I think it's just out of curiosity. Yeah. It's just like you guys are just because you're so open with each other. Like that's your best.
I think if it gets to that level, but like starting off, dude, hell no.
Yeah, I think girls also just care less than guys do about that type of stuff.
Yeah, girls, there's that analogy, right? Like girls care about a guy's future. Guys care about a girl's past.
The past. Yeah, that's a
yeah. It's like how much did you value yourself? Whereas guys, it's more of how valuable did you become
up to this point?
Like I forgot who was it that said that? I forgot who it was. Someone said girls are born with inherent value. Guys are born without.
Guys have to work for their value.
Yeah, guys have to spend their lives creating that value. And girls are born with inherent value.
Sounds like my boy Sneeko. He'd be preaching shit
was
like
he,
that.
Yeah, was he?
Yeah.
Red pillar.
Red pill. Okay, is everybody here red pill? Everybody.
I don't know. I'm kind
of. I wouldn't say I'm like 100%.
You're like on the blue or like the purple pill, right?
Yeah, I'm in the middle. I'm in the middle. I'm very moderate. Too. Yeah,
but I feel like Larry here, Mr. Gao here, is definitely like a strong.
He's taught me a lot, actually, though. Like we've had a lot of discussions.
I think it's very naive for anyone to say that they can only. It's like red pill only or blue pill only. I think if you lean 100% one way, then you one that says that you're closed-minded, and you know, like there is value on both ends.
So now there's some pretty extreme takes like in the red pill community, right? And you know, if we want to take it all the way back, then would you guys vouch for multiple girlfriends?
Multiple girlfriend tacos. Give me this. We need it.
Oh yeah. But not even, you know, multiple girlfriends, but, you know, just like you guys been in phases where you guys been talking to like multiple girls, right?
Yeah.
You're like, this is nice.
This is nice.
Could be nice.
I want to stay here.
I don't know, man. But for the thing is with that is that I understand what they're saying. But for me, when I like a girl, when I like really, really like a girl, it's like I only have eyes for that girl. Mm-hmm. Other ones are kind of irrelevant.
One good girl's worth 1,000 bitches.
But would you try it? Would you try it?
I wouldn't feel right.
doing it. Because that's also just, like, not the kind of, like, parent I want to be either. You know, like, what example am I setting for my kids? Not obviously, I don't have any right now, but in the future, it's, like, if I have a daughter and I don't treat my wife right or, her, like, her mother right, what's that telling her about how she's supposed to be treated? And, like, the kind of guy that, like, if she's obviously going to look up to me as her father, like, what is that telling her that how she should be treated by men, by guys, you know? Yeah, so I don't know. I guess it's – I know things get – none of us are in that position of, like, that multi-billionaire status where, like, they got multiple wives and shit and stuff like that. So it's hard to say.
At what point do we get into the multiple –
yeah, when do you unlock it?
Yeah. Like, when's that perk? It's funny
I feel like when you just have a shit ton of money, bro.
Yeah, like when you can literally afford, like, to have multiple kids.
In time.
When you don't, like, there's no financial consequence of having multiple kids with multiple women. I think at that point that tests, you know, they say, like, a man's loyalty is tested when he has everything. A woman's loyalty is tested when the man has nothing.
Mm.
Yeah.
Where are you getting all these, like, proverbs from?
This is like
Sun Tzu.
Try to remember. I have like you like you have a lot of free time in the military to like read shit. You know, like sometimes I just be reading like out of pocket shit. I like know random ass facts about random shit.
Same facts.
Yeah, you preaching, bro.
Saying my real. Hey, Lapong, about to get on that.
We always say you're full.
No, yeah, because y'all are fucking real ones.
Cheers. Cheers.
That's the one.
I will say.
You just spilled a ton on you, bro.
No one saw it. So I actually have a couple friends who are in polyamorous relationships or were in polyamorous relationships. A couple of them, I won't say their names, but a couple of them are DJs, successful DJs. Like, it really depends on like what you like as a person, because I 100% agree with what Saint is saying. I would rather just dedicate myself to like one person and building my connection with that one person.
Conditional that one person is amazing though.
Yes. Yeah. But here's the thing though, is if you met someone that was equally as amazing and you have and your partner was also like open to something like that, I think I would be open to it, but there's a lot has to happen for that to happen. Like, the chances of that happening are pretty low. And I think with people who are in a polyamorous relationship, it depends on like what their threshold is for like how like for them to
jealousy tolerance.
Yeah, their jealousy tolerance, but also like meeting someone, like what makes them like this person enough to be like, oh, like I want to bring you into this relationship we have, versus like I want to leave the person I'm with now to be with you. There's a threshold there.
Yeah, yeah. You don't ever want a girl who wants another girl.
Huh? I'd say that. No, but I don't. I cannot. I don't ever want to think about my girl having sex with another dude, ever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay. Would you be open to the opposite, though?
Oh, shit. I don't want to be... Game. See, I don't want to be... Okay, but...
Wait. How many like hall passes can you get before you give her a hall pass? Like you get to sleep with, like, 10 different new girls.
I don't even want
year.
Those hall passes, though.
Loyal man, right?
No, for real. Like, if I like a girl, not even if I like a girl enough. If the girl is like that good, right? Like, is that amazing for me to want to be? Then I don't want to. Okay, look, I don't want to sound douchey, but let's be real. Like, every single guy in this room, like, there is. We all are good enough to have like options, right? Like, there is no. It's not like we're desperate out here, so.
You know, biologically too, as men.
No, I get that. But it's just like, again, comes down to like, what kind of man do you want to be? Like, if you, the same way how.
Do you want to be a family man?
No, it's like, okay, the same way that like girls.
A king.
It's like, it's kind of like.
With multiple gloves.
King, yo, you're shitting on family men right now, bro. Yo, you're shitting on family men.
No, it's like, hey, it's not like I don't have a whore side, all right? But like. It's
oh, you have a horse on.
Joe, yeah, I'll tell you the EDC story later. It's a pretty good one. It's a great fucking story. But the it's the same way how like we're kind of talking about how like girls, you know, have that value. Like, it's like now that we have that value, just because we can doesn't always mean we should. Yeah. Right? And it's one thing if I'm single. Right. If I'm single, I'm fucking single. But if I find a girl that is like worth to me to be like truly loyal to. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, like, why do I need a hall pass just because I'm fucking horny? Yeah. Like, I understand I cannot speak for everyone because I am not in this, like, position of where I have, like, that multi-billionaire, like, multi-millionaire status where they have, like, resources that we do not even, we can't even empathize. Like,
let me just paint you a scenario, right? So I love painting these scenarios.
Bob Ross out here.
So right now, let's just say you're making more money, right? You're in the
how much money are we making?
You're making like half a million to a mil, right? You're starting to make these figures, and then you know you're at your peak, not right. Huh? No, let me finish painting the scenario, right? You're starting to get to your peak of attractive men age bracket, and now you're starting to see the options come in, right? You're starting to get tempted. Yeah, you have a great girl on, like by your side, but you're seeing these options come in like a lot more frequent. What you doing?
I guess we'll never know.
Who said that? Who said cheating?
Yeah, at that point, it's just like, dude, if I don't love a girl enough, like, why am I stringing her along?
Wait, I just want to ask one thing. Has anyone in here cheated on someone before? Yeah, that's what I thought the answer was. I know everyone here. No one here has cheated on anyone before. Yeah. We've all been in relationships. I think cheating is like relationships.
One of the worst things you can do. You forever break a person's perspective on trust and love, which is like two of the biggest things. And like our human psychology, like,
I'll say this.
And what does that do to speak for your character?
Yeah.
I've done open relationships after.
That's different.
Yeah, that's pre-agreed. That's like pre-agreed though.
And that shit still hurt.
Yeah.
That shit was still traumatizing. To having heard.
Is it who I think it is?
Yeah.
Okay. The first one.
I've done an open thing too, where I like actually like it was agreed upon that like we could see other people, and I did hook up with someone else, and that like destroyed her, and that was when I realized I'm like, okay, yeah, this like that shit fucking sucks. Even though it was agreed upon like early on, it still wasn't.
If my girlfriend ever asked me for dinner, open relationship, it's like, that's it. We're done. Yeah, we're done.
She for the streets.
She might not be for the streets, but you're not like.
You need one of those soundboards, bro. She for the streets.
Yeah. Like if she might not be for the streets, but you're not for me. You know? Yeah. So it's just like, if you want an open relationship, then get it with someone else.
Mm.
Yeah. It's funny how like quickly the switch can change. Or like how quickly it can happen. When you're in a relationship, I feel like all of us here are the most loyal like men.
But if we're on the streets
then yes, like sometimes we whore out a little bit, you know? Like,
hey, let me just fucking advertise Chove real quick, right? Like Chove, one, he good looking, he fucking jacked, great fucking personality. Yo, the man cooks like a motherfucking housewife.
Dude,
bro, let me fucking tell you.
Man, dude, I was telling him if his like future girlfriend gives him shit, man. Dude. We throwing hands, yo.
Fucking hands. Like, dude, any girl that dated Chove is a fucking lucky.
Yo, how you cook like that and still give?
Bro, I would suck Chove's dick, bro. Just like not hypothetical.
Word? Right now?
Right now?
Hey, yo.
We live in a society now where it's so difficult to find a good woman.
Right, especially with these OnlyFans girls coming up.
Rise of social media.
There's so much
and everything,
access.
You know what I'm saying?
There's
it is
so
really
much
tough.
Access.
It is really tough to find a wife.
I think especially in our environment, like we live in LA.
No, we like, sacrifice genuine human connection for just like being able to be so connected with the entire world. We gave up that intimate connection. And like, that's what kind of sucks, you know, especially like, look, no, I get it. Girls want to go get their bag, but like there are a lot of girls that, hey, what's up, Jackie? A lot of girls that objectify themselves, you know?
Yeah,
y'all want to keep going about what you're saying about OnlyFans girls?
Yeah. We were talking about how it's hard to find a good woman in LA, earlier, and you know that we might have to start looking in Canada.
It's not to say there aren't good women out there. I know some girls are watching this, like, oh my god, all men are chicken, fuck you, it's your fault. But like, no, right. Like, look,
we gotta go to Eastern countries.
Eastern.
Yo, hey, I'm telling you, bro. When I was in Russia. You need to check out Russia.
Middle East, Asia, you know, like.
Russia was fucking dope.
Middle Eastern countries, I mean, they're definitely a lot more conservative. So wait, even like Japan and Korea, like these places, and China. You want to find a wife in China, bro?
It's possible.
It's possible.
I actually have a homie who's from the Middle East, and he says that apparently they're covered head to toe except their eyes.
Oh yeah.
Right, but I don't think that's the type of woman for you though, right?
It is a year
Mako. I'll give it a shot.
You know, it's what's in here sometimes, you know?
Hands open to everything.
Well, hey, let's go to Mexico, dude.
Mexico?
I'll teach you some Spanish.
Dude, we just completely just forgot about Jimmy's question. we just went on a rant right now. What was the question?
What was the question? Oh, yeah, we're talking about body counts or something.
Was that what you guys were talking about when I was in the bathroom?
Did you point at it? Oh, you were saying how long has everyone been out of a relationship?
Oh, yeah. So your whole family. Life.
Yeah, we fucked up. Yeah.
Larry, how long has it been for you?
5 months.
Five months?
Yeah, last time I was on the pod with you, when did we do the last podcast? That I was still
like
in a
half a year ago or something.
I was still in a relationship at the time.
Damn. So shortly after that, it ended.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. I mean, we talked about it a little bit.
Right.
So you already know what kind of happened. So.
For me, I would say 2018. 2018. My college girlfriend. Yeah, that's the last. Time I had a serious relationship. Now, I mean, I've had people that I've like talked to for like a long period of time in between there.
Right.
There was one girl who like actually we were like pretty serious for like 4 or 5 months, and then. Like cut it off, like maybe sometime in 2019.
Why?
I just wasn't into her as much as I thought I was in the beginning.
Why do you think that is?
I think just we were just very different. She was a lot more shy, a lot more like yeah.
She don't be coming out to parties with you.
Not really. No, this isn't. You guys don't know her, but yeah, it was before I met you guys. But yeah, I think it was just different. It was like different interests. Also like. I knew where like my career was going, and I knew like I don't know. She didn't have a lot of like. I just felt like she didn't have a lot of ambition. So, I feel like I need to be someone who has like really big goals and really like wants to do a lot in their life. Not saying that she doesn't want to do a lot in her life. I'm just saying that like I felt like her life.
Do you think high goals and big achievement equates to like a high value woman?
Yeah,
that shit's hot.
Larry says, "You want a stay-at-home wife?"
Yes.
Yo, I got you. Cause you're not. Yeah, fuck you, dude. No, you. Yo, hey, Larry.
Third time, bro.
No, you and I both said no at the same time. Cause it's like, dude. All right, look, I have no disrespect or any negative feeling towards girls that have high ambitions or anything like that. But for me personally, it's more of just. I care, girls for sure care about a guy's career, rightfully so. For me though, I'm not saying, like, I don't want a girl that's like not ambitious. That's not what I'm saying. But for me personally, it's like my priority is not whether or not you're, like, I do want you to have big goals for yourself because I have big goals for myself. So I want us to be growth partners and like build an empire together. But my main one of my main priorities is can you be a safe place for me?
Okay.
Emotionally,
yeah.
You don't feel like they could be a safe place for you and still have their own goals and
ambition. I'm just saying that, like, guys and girls prioritize ambition differently, for the most part. Like, let's be real.
But if they're not busy all the time, they're probably they might, you know.
I care attention for all the me. Time, I don't. Man. You don't need my attention. Like, I care more that like you have your. I want you to be on your path the same way I'm gonna be on my.
But clearly you give a fuck. You give a fuck a lot more about your path than she gives a fuck about her path, right? Because she's not that ambitious. So thus, like all that time spent not giving a fuck, she's gonna give a fuck about you because she loves.
No. We're deviating. Okay, I'm trying to remember what your original question was, but what was your original question?
Something about you wanting a housewife.
No.
Those ambitions, does that place more value on?
Oh, yeah. Does that equate to a high value woman?
No, that does not equate. I think that's correlation, but not causation.
Okay.
A high value woman will most likely have big ambitions, but that does not necessarily mean having high ambitions means you are high value as a woman.
Sure. Yeah. I can agree on that, but I'm
that is not the end all be all for me looking for my future partner. Right, that is not the end all be all. Right. for whether or not I see you as like a high value woman. But a high value woman will have ambitions and whatnot.
I see what you're saying, but also I think there you have to distinguish between a girl who has high ambitions and is acting on them versus a girl who has high ambitions. I feel like that's right. A big
it's not even that. Right. It's like just
some
like
girls could just like talk about like, oh, I wanna start a cafe one day.
No, yeah, I wanna start my own lingerie company and like
start one. Start sourcing.
No, even if a girl manufactures acts on it,
if a girl so like let's just use this case, right? This girl like checked off a lot of boxes. Why did you do that like that? cheers. This girl checked off a lot of my boxes, and I feel like actually like this girl would probably I feel like you would like her a lot. Because she was.
Oh, you're talking about a real chick right now.
Yeah, it's a real girl. Yeah, yeah, like, yeah, yeah. So I feel because you know why? Because I feel like it was submissive's not the right word, but like it was one of those things where she cared a lot about. Yeah, agreeable. She cared a lot about what I was doing, and she was very supportive, which I really liked, right? But I didn't like that she didn't give herself her own voice.
If you can't stand up to me, how can I expect you to stand up for yourself?